We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at WIXR.org.
Pop soul artist straight out of Memphis, Tennessee, and you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis.
Thank you. Sunshine, Luminary, Abby Lincoln, Queens of Queens, Supreme Queens said, you can never lose a day if it belongs to you. You can never, ever, ever lose a thing if it belongs to you. When it belongs, you can never, ever, ever, ever lose a thing if it belongs to you.
This is Wheat Robinson, and you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM. Thank you.
Hey, this is Caleb Suggs. You're listening to A Corner Called Jazz right here on WYXR.
That's right, you are listening to A Corner Called Jazz right here on the station Raised by Sound, WYXR 91.7 FM here in Memphis, Tennessee, and online and around the world at WYXR.org. You're now listening to Greg Sparrow with No Shadows. Thank you. And that was Greg. Actually, that was Bill Evans. Bill Evans with Road to Isla Grande. Before that, we had Greg Sparrow with No Shadows. And underneath us right now is Polyswitch with their tune, The Great Conjunction. If you like what you're hearing, why don't you head over to WYXR.org, hit that little donate button. We are a community radio station, nonprofit, so every little bit helps. And while you're there, you can check out all of the really cool shows that we have here on the station and our archives where you can listen to everybody. It's super cool. You should check it out. All right, we'll get back into the music. You're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM.
I'm Patrick Tamburino, host of the Techno Strategist podcast. Join me as we navigate the ever-evolving world of IT managed services and beyond. We'll explore everything from selecting the ideal tech partner to the forefront of cutting-edge technologies, all infused with my own unique perspective and hopefully a touch of humor. Don't forget to tune in to the Techno Strategist on the WYXR Podcast Network. For more information, head over to WYXR.org.
Church Health's Memphis Plan continues its decades-long commitment serving local musicians with comprehensive health care and also tailors its focus to small business owners and the self-employed. Health care through the Memphis Plan provides care in Memphis for Memphians. Related services include preventative health, optometry, dental care, and more. More information regarding availability at memphisplan.org or at 901-272-PLAN.
Support for WYXR comes from GPAC, presenting Michelle Indegocello on Saturday, January 11th at 8 p.m. Experience Grammy-winning multi-instrumentalist, singer, songwriter, and producer Michelle Indegocello and her latest project, No More Water, The Gospel of James Baldwin, which marks the eminent writer's centennial birthday. Tickets and more information at gpacweb.com.
What's up, Memphis? This is Ben Kolar, and you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM. The station with the city's soul. Yes, sir.
WYXR.
WYX, if it.
WYXR.
Just wanna dance.
just wanna dance.
We'll be right back.
You've been listening to A Corner Called Jazz right here on the station raised by Sound, WYXR 91.7 FM, and online at WYXR.org. Got a couple more tunes for you, but it's almost time for me to get out of here. Coming up next is Have a Talk with Talisa. And after that, Carrie Mahoney with Ring the Alarm. And after that, Robbie and Winston with Song on the Radio. So don't change that dial. Keep listening to WYXR 91.7 FM and WYXR.org. And if you're on the website, why don't you hit that donate button? Every little bit helps. Donate to a good cause. WYXR.org.
Hey, yo, this is State Representative Antonio Parkinson, the man with the hat, and you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis, baby.
This is the Daily Memphian Midday News Brief. Superintendent Marie Fagans will not resign from her post she has held since April 1st. Laura Testino says she wrote to School Board Chair Joyce Dorse Coleman on Monday, firing back against efforts to remove her as the city's top education leader.
In written remarks, Fagans addressed a termination resolution board members considered December 17. Fagans narrowly survived the proposed ouster in a 5-4 vote that delayed consideration of the resolution by about 1 month. The school board resolution claimed the superintendent miscommunicated about district finances and was generally dishonest with the board. For the Daily Memphian, I'm Laura Testino.
The day after a truck attack in New Orleans, Memphis Mayor Paul Young described the city's current security plan for Beale Street as robust. According to Young, it includes permanent safety bollards strategically placed at critical points along Beale Street and 10 temporary barriers on streets around the entertainment district. Those barriers are designed to stop a 3.5-ton vehicle going 30 miles an hour. The bollards, which go up after Beale Street is open to traffic during